You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Good morning. I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 with Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You have an investing style. TD Ameritrade has a mobile app to match it. Check out TD Ameritrade Mobile and thinkorswim Mobile to find the one that's right for you. Member SIPC. Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Did Twitter help stop war with Iran? After a week on Twitter that included President Donald Trump's ill-conceived and probably illegal threat to bomb Iranian cultural sites, world leaders proved they can use the site for constructive dialogue, too. Following an Iranian rocket strike on Tuesday night, both Trump and Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif tweeted out their hopes that the recent tit-for-tat attacks would not turn into a true war. Their exchange, which Middle East expert Ilan Goldenberg called real-time de-escalatory Twitter, proved social media can be an incredible modern-day solution to the long-running challenge of communication between nations in crisis. An alleged spy app puts Apple in a bind. Last month, both Google and Apple removed a popular social messaging app called Totalk from their official app stores after U.S. intelligence officials claimed the United Arab Emirates likely uses the app for state surveillance. But by Saturday, Google had quietly reinstated Totalk in its Play Store. The reason? The app does exactly what it says it does, and any kind of piping of information would be beyond what Apple or Google can actually observe. Now it's Apple's turn to decide what to do. And now for today's Fast Fact, 30+. That's the number of civil rights organizations that have called out Amazon-owned home security company Ring for arranging secretive deals with hundreds of police departments across the country. A recent interview with Amazon's top hardware executive revealed that he's proud of the program and hinted at a future with even more facial recognition. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.